My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
All right, Marketing School listeners, got a special guest for you. Her name is Kelly Roach, and she's the CEO and founder of The Unstoppable Entrepreneur, a company that teaches CEOs to scale their businesses online. And she has probably the best mic and the camera setup that I have seen doing these interviews so far. So Kelly, great to see you. How are you doing?
I am doing awesome. And thanks so much for having me on the show, Eric.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So yeah, I mean, I gave a kind of a one sentence, a one liner. So can you tell us a little more about your company and, you know, a little more about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. The Unstoppable Entrepreneur is an 8-figure coaching and consulting incubator for service-based entrepreneurs. And really my biggest passion is helping entrepreneurs go from overworked and underpaid to truly stepping into their greatness as CEOs. So what I really focus on is not just the marketing and the client acquisition piece of things, but the infrastructure, the people, the systems, and the leader, the growth of the leader, because the business's cap is always the person leading it, right? And so my biggest passion is really helping people understand what it truly means to be a CEO and how to step into their greatness, because all of those other things will follow behind that.
Got it. That's awesome. And so a lot of people listening, you know, probably are aspiring to get to the CEO level. So would you say this is really for the people that are already at that level? Is there anything that maybe applies to kind of the people that are trying to get there?
No, I would say the biggest thing I would say is you dress for the part that you want in life, right? So even if we have listeners today that are aspiring business owners, just getting started, right? The sooner that you learn where to focus your attention and what target is going to be the real target that moves the needle, the faster you're going to grow and the easier it's going to be to achieve the goals that you have. So I think, you know, the things that we talk about here today are simply applicable across the board. And there are many of the things that we talk about in The Unstoppable Entrepreneur, for example, are things that they're just missing from online entrepreneurship in general. I came from Fortune 500 and I was leading a team of 100 people. I was managing 17 locations. So for me, I bring a lot of the billion-dollar corporate strategies into small business that a lot of times small business owners and entrepreneurs haven't been exposed to. So it's just, you know, just a little bit of a mindset shift.
Cool. Yeah, I do definitely want to dive in a little more on the what's missing from online entrepreneurship, because I have a lot to say about that. But
yes.
Who would you say is your ideal client profile? So you mentioned, I mean, so what level CEOs? Are they 6, 7, 8, 9 figures? Or what does it look like?
Our sweet spot is really helping 6-figure, 7, springboard to 7. I have a lot now of my own clients who came to us below 6 figures. They're now at 7 figures and we're helping them get to 8. But most people come to us initially when they're in the 6 or the low 6 figures. We springboard them to 7 and then we help them work to get to 8.
Awesome. And so how does the business work? How do you make money? All those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I run an online incubator. So I have a team of 50 full-time employees and we have multiple levels of this incubator. So people come in, they focus on customer acquisition, learning marketing, audience building, conviction marketing, how to stand out in the market, how to really focus on the front end engine of the business. And once they have mastered that and we have what we call like revenue confidence, we know where the clients are coming from, we know how we're getting the clients, we know where we're getting the clients, then they ascend into legacy builders. And legacy builders is where people learn about systems, infrastructure, and the springboard for scale. And then they move into legacy leaders, which is where they really work on scaling the team, the people, elevating leaders within their organization, really understanding what it means to focus on talent acquisition as a CEO and how much the quality of your team impacts your ability to grow.
Got it. And so what do you mean by, because we talked about conviction before we started recording. So what does conviction mean to you and how does that apply to kind of your core offering?
Yeah, I think this is an idea that I started talking about a year and a half ago, and I actually am just finishing a book called Conviction Marketing. And this concept is really, I think that business owners so many times, especially now, because in the online marketing world, there's a zero barrier to entry. Right? Someone can throw up an Instagram page. They can throw up a Facebook page in 5 minutes and they're in business. They can write a bio that looks exactly like yours, right? A lot of business owners get lost in the sea of, you know, how do I stand out? How do I differentiate? How do I create leadership in my industry? And I think so many times people are copying or joining the conversation that is already happening with their competitors and with the market that they're in, instead of really identifying their true convictions about what is the future that is possible for the market that you serve? What is the future that you are going to work to create? What's the big gap? What is the gap in the service that people are receiving from your competitors or even from you that you're going to step into filling in a different way? And I'll give an example. And this was the biggest thing that catapulted us from 7 to 8 figures. And we did that in just over a year. And it was really identifying that when we looked at the business coaching space, the number one thing that was lacking was accountability. There was great education, great information. There was great resources, you know, countless people offering these programs, teaching you A to Z, right? But what people really needed was support through implementation. And they needed someone that was going to hold their hand and kick their butt to help them get results, right? We all know this. And this applies. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about fitness, we're talking about our relationship, we're talking about building wealth, following a budget, we're talking about, you know, this in any realm of life, right? It's great to have information and education, but all the results come from implementation and results, right? So we flipped our model around, we started leading with this, and it just exploded the business and the market because I looked back on my own journey as a consumer in the space. And I said, what was the biggest frustration that I had? What was the biggest thing that I kept hitting up against that was slowing down our ability to grow? And I think so many times people are so focused on tactical action in their business that they don't take a step back to say, okay, wait a minute, where is the gap in my market? Like, where is the true area that I could create an innovative solution within this way that I'm serving that will put my market on a path to superior results, right? Does that make sense? So it's really identifying that, and it's looking at your space from a completely different perspective. I think people spend so much time stressing and struggling and worrying and having fear over what their competitors are doing or what the market is doing. And they're always joining the conversation that's already having instead of starting their own. Does that make sense?
Yep. Makes total sense. I think you talk about the piece about accountability. So to your point, I've been hanging out in Clubhouse the last couple of weeks, and there's a lot of these information marketers that are selling, trying to put people in the funnels, putting people into their coaching program, and it gives them the information, but there's no follow-up. And I think a problem with just online education in general is I think the completion rate might be around 2% or so, but when you add in the handholding component, it's much higher than that. We're talking 90%+, right? I'm sure you've seen that.
Oh my gosh. It's unbelievable. Like the number of people that have come into our program since we made this change in our model and created 6- and 7-figure businesses literally from nothing in less than a year is unreal. And it's simply because instead of focusing on competing with everyone else on what they were already doing, we said, well, what's the problem with what we're doing? And how could we do this better? How could we do this different? I always say the extra mile is never crowded. Right? And it's never crowded because it's harder work, right? And it takes a little bit of brain power sometimes. But that hard work and that brain power that you put into going the extra mile, you get repaid tenfold because no one else is doing it. And that's the beauty of conviction marketing.
I love that. And so how are you holding people more accountable? Like, how did you put that together? What's the general framework? Because I'm assuming that you pulled this from, you know, the corporate world, right? Looking at, you know, systems, processes, and like, hey, this is clearly a gap. So what did you identify? How did you do it?
Yeah. So for us, there are dozens of touch points on a weekly basis in the program. So obviously I'm running a very large scale operation where at any given time there's, you know, between 500 and 1,000 people going through this program. So it's a scaled program. However, the big distinction is every person has an advocate and a champion in the program that is following up with them every single week. They're on Zoom with them multiple times a week. They're having private sessions with a coach inside of the program every single week. We have a customer service line where literally people can hop on, hop off any time of day just to get support in 5 minutes and go back to business. Our Facebook group is live man during the day, meaning there's an actual live staff member. The second a question comes in, boom, they're answering it. So the whole idea is just looking at what are all the bottlenecks that prevent people from being able to move forward? What are all the ways and all the areas where people with the best of intentions end up, life happens, you get off track? And we're kind of coming around that from, you know, a completely different angle so that even though people are getting all the resources, all the support, and all the kind of leveraged scale of us being a big organization, they feel like they're going through a completely custom experience where they have this one human being that is overseeing and actually checking their progress with checkpoints and metrics and deliverables to make sure that this relationship is moving forward to the end goal that the person set when they joined us.
Yep. I love that. And so I think one key thing, at least, you know, my opinion here is that in the kind of info marketing space, and a lot of people listening to this might be interested in creating their own courses. I think info marketers or internet marketers are very good at driving acquisition. They are historically just not that good at driving retention, right? Whereas when you look at people in tech, they might be good. They might be decent at driving acquisition, but they're really good at retention, right? They think a lot about the customer, the product, right? And it seems like that's what you're doing. You've kind of melded the two together. So I think there's a model to follow here. I'm just curious, Kelly, what kind of numbers can you share on the business? You know, you mentioned employee sizes. Can you talk about growth rates, revenues, whatever you're comfortable sharing?
Yeah, absolutely. We came into the year at a run rate of being an eight-figure company. Our target is to reach nine figures within 24 months. We are budgeted and projected to do about $36 million this year, and we're on pace. We're staffed. We have, you know, everything dialed in to achieve that. So, you know, that's what we're looking at right now. But I want to circle back to your point for a second, because you just hit the nail on the head with something so, so important. And I want to make sure all the listeners get this. Everything in online marketing is centered on client acquisition. Everything. But there is a tremendous amount of the easiest money you are ever going to make when you shift from being a transactional business acquiring customers to building a brand. And this is one of the things with conviction marketing that is so central to the message. It's shifting away from transaction and it's shifting into creating loyalty. And I'll give an example of why this is so important. This year, I launched a new program within the Unstoppable Entrepreneur family. Within 30 days, we had a $1.5 million service offering that we didn't have before. We did no launch. We spent no money. It took no effort. I did a 1-hour info session. Now, the only reason why that was possible was because we work every single day tirelessly to resell our customers on the value and to make sure that they're getting results in our program. And why this is so important is, as a business owner, do you want to be in a space where there's so many holes of so many customers being lost all the time that all you're doing is churning and burning? And this takes businesses out of business. It takes a lot of money, right? You know, it's seven times more expensive to acquire a new customer than it is to resell one that already believes in you. The other thing that's so powerful when you talk about this idea of conviction and shifting from building a business to building a brand and focusing on loyalty is, not only do you have this ability to have this incredible ascension model where you can launch all sorts of things with literally no effort, and because of the results people are getting with that initial offering, they're just diving into everything else that you're doing. You can launch a totally new business in a different space. People are going to follow you, right? And it also is so important because, as a business owner, you don't want everything in the business to hinge on you, right? And if everything's focused on customer acquisition, that's very, very heavy on that front end. Whereas if your customers are trained to get results and be comfortable partnering with your staff and be used to working with your staff, when it comes to ascension, retention, resigning, renewals, upsell, they're doing that with your team. You have no part in that. And that's something that it just doesn't get talked about in online marketing, I guess, because it's not sexy enough, right? It's not the shiny, sexy thing, but this is a lot of what we teach, you know, inside this ascension model with the Unstoppable Entrepreneur. And this is what I mean when I say these are the things that didn't come over from the corporate world into entrepreneurship, but they're critical to truly build a business that is going to be sustainable over time versus something that just so happens to be working in the moment because the stars are aligning or a strategy that you're using is working right now, right?
Yeah, that's perfect. I remember a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to an online marketer. He does eight figures. He does well. The problem is I can just hear in his voice, he's just sick and tired of doing the launches. Yeah. He's complaining about the people. So there's a couple of things, right? When you complain about your people, you're not thinking about, you know, creating a great culture. When you're complaining about doing launches, you're not thinking too much about retention. So there's a long-term thinking aspect that I really want to stress here that Kelly's bringing out. She's done a great job here, because oftentimes on this podcast, 90% of the time, Neil and I are sharing tactics, but the mindset, the thinking, the long-term thinking, that's what's really going to make you stand out from the rest. Do you agree with that?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Yeah. And when you're doing long-term thinking, it's so much easier to grow, right? Everybody, it's a sense of urgency that's almost like a panicked franticness around customer acquisition that gets us taking actions that move us from A to B. Right? But we want to take actions that take us from A to Z. And you just mentioned one of the most important words for any entrepreneur that is listening to this show to hear, which is culture. Culture. Culture is the number one thing that drives business growth, right? So the moment that you are feeling a sense of friction or frustration with your staff, the number one thing I would encourage you to do is to look in the mirror and say, what kind of culture am I building? And how am I showing up as a leader? because, and I actually teach on this very frequently. I wrote a whole book about it. It's called Bigger Than You. And the key thing is our staff is a reflection of our culture and our leadership. That's it. So anytime the staff is underperforming, the first step we need to take is let's look in the mirror. How are we leading them? What are they not getting from us? What is not being created and baked into this culture that is not, you know, allowing employees to take ownership of their role and to feel as if they are an owner within this business, whether it's an owner of their desk, their portfolio, their division, their team, you know, whatever it is. So I think that's something really, really important that you just touched on there. And again, that's something that is focused on in corporate, but probably the wrong way. Right? It's not done very successfully. I think that the degree to which we can bring that into the entrepreneurial world as really what I think is the most fun element of running a business, which is building a winning team that you can collaborate with and share ideas with and strategize with and partner with to success, where the business wins and the employee wins at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's short-term thinking is short-term profits. You might be thinking on a quarterly cycle. I'm not saying quarterly goals aren't important, but when you think about the long-term, A to Z, and I would argue maybe even A to A, right? You want to create a cycle that just keeps on going. And so quick question. I mean, for those that are maybe more mature, maybe 7 to 8 figure businesses listening to this, they might be wondering, okay, Kelly, who do we need to hire? Is it a customer success hire? Is it, what does that person look like? Who do I need to go look for?
Yeah. So that's an interesting one. So I always say, when you look at building the business, there are 5 core areas, right? There's sales, there's marketing, there's operations, there's customer delivery. And then you have like your finance, HR, legal, which I kind of bucket them together in a group, right? And I think the big thing is, as a business owner, you always have to be assessing strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. Where are you strong? There should be a person that's associated with every important mission critical aspect of your business. So the easiest way to know who you need to hire or where you need to focus to hire is put your cards out on the table and say sales, marketing, operations, service delivery, HR, finance, right? And which of these things do you have your unicorn that's going to be your leader, that's going to be your driver, that's really going to be your right-hand person? And which of these are you kind of like duct taping it together? That's how you know where those holes are. And the problems look different in every business, but it's really looking at it against those core initiatives and saying, where do I have strength? Where do I not have strength? You know, some organizations kill it on sales, but their back-end delivery is a mess, right? And everything crumbles behind. Well, then they need to be focused on an operations hire, a service, you know, delivery manager, those things. If you're struggling on sales, you need to better understand marketing, right? Because sales starts with marketing, right? You got to get the leads first. And then you need to have that team of people that can convert for you, right?
Cool. I love that. So I do want to jump to your books in a second, but I mean, this wouldn't be marketing school without talking about some marketing tactics. So what's the most effective thing you've been doing in terms of customer acquisition?
Yeah, for us, for about 2.5 years, we've been doing the live launch method. I actually wrote a book on it. It's called Live Launch Method. And it's just an unbelievably simple way to go to market. It's really what has driven, you know, the leap for us from 7 to 8 figures. And we're continuing to use it in our path from 8 to 9. And it's really about, you know, having this generosity in the way that you teach, having a structured, you know, step-by-step process that you bring people through, but doing it live. No slide decks, no pre-recorded videos, none of the things that we were taught in traditional launching. And, you know, it's just times have changed, right? Times have changed. People's attention span has changed. They want to be a part of an experience now, right? They don't want to just be a passive participant. So for us, the live launch method has been incredible. And I mean, just seeing this year alone, we had clients retire their spouses, buy their dream homes, pay off all of their debt, quit their full-time jobs, like everything that you can imagine that are all the reasons for me why I got in business. Like this is why I got in business, for clients to have these results. People are doing in a year with the live launch method what took me 6 years before I figured out the live launch method. So I would say having like a very step-by-step process to leverage live streaming, utilizing social media, which is where people are hanging out anyway, and then leveraging the principles that we all already know, right? And none of this stuff is new. There are certain buying triggers, right? There are certain things that people respond to, urgency and scarcity, baking all of that in, but it's really feeling like you can have a sense of generosity of heart and you can fully teach something that for me, what I say to people at the beginning of every live launch is that they will gain more for free in my 9-day workshop than they did in the last three things that they invested in their business. That is my promise. And we've had many, many people come back to us that have actually done 6-figure launches from the free workshop. And this is coming back to what we talked about earlier, Eric. The reason why I structure the live launch the way that I do is that, yes, it acquires customers, but that's actually not what I'm doing. I'm actually building my brand. I'm building thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are now going out in the market and saying, oh yeah, I know Team Unstoppable. I know Kelly Roach. Yeah, they're the people that teach the live launch method. I did ABC XYZ because I went through their free workshop. You have to try it, right? And, you know, going to your point earlier where you were like, how do you merge together that focus on the customer acquisition and then the deliverability? This is kind of the idea of how do you build a global brand with a reputation that precedes you while acquiring customers so that you can continue to grow. And that's really what the live launch method is.
I love that. And so I remember a couple of years ago, Brendon Burchard was talking about how he did something live and it was like a 3 to 4 day thing. And yeah, basically he would teach something and it would be free for everyone. And then he would, that 4 day session, the 3 to 4 day session, he'd wrap it into a course and he'd charge for that. Right. Mm-hmm. So I guess, what does your structure look like? Cause you just mentioned 9-day workshop, right? So how does the funnel look? Are you driving traffic to a landing page? They're opting in for free. What does that all look like?
Yeah. They're opting in for free. They're coming into a Facebook group. We've done it on Instagram and Facebook. Facebook outperforms Instagram just because of the group mentality. But they come in, we teach same time every day for 4 days. The second half of the 4th day, we flip into the offer. And then the next 5 days, we're doing bonus sessions, testimonials, Q&As, and we're selling essentially. We don't charge anything for any element of it. And the biggest thing about it is that we repeat it 6 to 8 times a year. And we're doing that again because we're building the brand. We're building a global brand where now every person that goes through this workshop becomes an ambassador that's going out and telling other people about it. And it's really been so significant for us, not only to reach more people, but again, to really create change in the coaching space and to get this word out about this accountability-based model. And also to really show what's possible when you really have that spirit of generosity and you really are giving in an unleashed way, right? I've had many people approach me and say, well, what if we, you know, charge for it? And what if we charge for admission? And what if we package it afterwards? And I'm like, you can do that. You know, you can do that and you can make sales from it, right? But for me, such a big piece of this is the brand building that I don't want to charge for any piece of it. Because to me, the sales are short term, the brand is long term, right?
100%. And so it sounds like, so 9 days, maybe the first 4 to 5 days you're teaching, the rest of it is, yes, you're selling, answering questions, things like that. Yes. And then how many hours is each day? Is it like an hour, 2 hours? What does it look like?
Yeah, it's, you know, it ranges depending on the industry that the person's in. I have four different companies, but we live launch in two of my companies. And one of them is called Give Her Courage. And it is all about instilling courage and confidence in, you know, young girls. And we have an academy that's for girls ages 8 to 13. The sessions in that live launch are 20 minutes. My sessions in The Unstoppable Entrepreneur, where I'm teaching business, they're typically 40 minutes to an hour. And the other thing that I'll mention that's really cool about the live launch is I don't do a lot of the sessions, right? So I have a leadership team. I have a really strong sales team. I have a strong marketing team. I have, you know, executive leaders in my company. So actually, like Monday, I'll teach. On Tuesday, my VP of marketing will teach. On Wednesday, my VP of sales will teach. And that's the other thing that's really cool. You know, again, you get to engineer the celebrity of your team. And you get to train the market that these people have value. These people are ready to serve you. These people are ready to help you. And it breaks that attachment to you as the business. And now it's your company, your team, right? Like we refer to ourselves as Team Unstoppable, and people in the market refer to us that way. And that's very intentional, right? Because I may not be around forever, right? But I want the business to keep growing with or without me.
That's super smart. I mean, I think a lot of people, again, we'll go back to the info world. It tends to be the CEO as the face, right? And then you realize to build enterprise value, you can't really have your face there long term, right? You have a team. So it's not the pressure's not all on you. So I love that. Yeah. Do you want to add something?
No, I was just going to say it's something that you can ease your way into, right? Because I know that's scary for a lot of people because obviously we start off and we are the business. So I get it, right? But it's something that you can definitely ease into. And as you get going, you can slowly take those steps. And the live launch is actually a great way to make that introduction of your team to the market and really show them how they are prepared to serve them.
Got it. That's awesome. So Kelly, I mean, you mentioned, 7 to 8 figures, incredible. And then you're on track, you know, you're trying to push for 9 figures. So for people to know, I mean, this stuff obviously takes time, right? Like how long have you been in business?
Yeah, definitely. So I started my business in 2013. I started actually working with customers in 2014 and it was not a fast charge at all. I actually created the live launch method because I kept failing with launches like over and over and over and over again. So I did not like pop into the entrepreneurial space and say like, hey guys, I'm here. I'm going to dominate and take over everything. It was a slow build for us. We started with social selling really on LinkedIn, one-to-one, booking one-to-one consults. I was working with mid-sized companies doing consulting with my background in Fortune 500 and working with customers one-to-one. And then over a period of, 6 years, I guess, you know, we went from one-to-one to groups and masterminds and VIP days and events and all of those things. But, you know, we definitely struggled our way up to where we are, but it's been such good learning, you know, such good learning. And I always say like, everyone always wants to skip over the struggle and the process, but skipping over the struggle and the process, you would never have the skills to maintain the success that you have. Like the only reason that I will be able to sustain the success that we are having is that I struggled through so many things and I learned through so many things that you build depth, you build wisdom, you put a lot of tools in your leadership tool belt. And so I would just say to everybody, like whatever you're struggling with right now, like try to be at peace with it. You know, you keep working through it as fast as you can. But the most important thing is to really pay attention and try to understand what are the learnings from this experience, because the learnings from that experience are going to be the reason for your success later. And that's the thing that it's really hard to understand that and feel that when you're going through it, right?
Yeah. I mean, the struggle is a ticket to success. I think most people just aren't willing to go through it. And that's why most people are most people. But those of you listening, you are not most people. Yes. So you've done a couple books. I mean, you've done Unstoppable, Bigger Than You, The Live Launch Method. Why are you doing book funnels? Is there a method to the madness? What's the thinking there?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we the last few books that I did, actually, we did the book launch directly into a live launch and move people right from one into the other. So that's been really fun. It's kind of been an easy way to launch. You know, it's like legacy work. You know, I look at writing books the same way I look at my podcast, right? Like we're 600 episodes deep now, over 600 episodes deep. That's like my legacy work. Like that stays there. That podcast is going to be there. People are still going through episodes 1 and 2 when I'm recording episode 620, right? So books are the same way. It's that legacy work. It's what are you leaving behind? What are you putting in someone's hand and saying like, this is what I've learned that I can help you with. And let me give that to you. And it's just such a great way to introduce people to the top of your funnel as a way to begin that relationship with your brand. And especially like for us, like we're high ticket. My lowest price program is $30,000. So knowing that, it's important for me to have things like books that are in alignment with the brand. That's a way for people to start that relationship. And I see the book and the podcast as kind of like partners in that. So that they're building that trust, right? They're building that trust. They're getting to know me. They're understanding, you know, this isn't just a fly-by-night like girl that woke up one day and said she wants to be a business coach. Like there is tangible evidence to understand that this woman can help me change my life and people are doing it every day, you know?
I love that. Cool. So working towards wrapping up, I mean, what is one must-read book you'd recommend to the audience that's not one of yours?
Oh, good. Well, of course, Think and Grow Rich. And I know everyone's read Think and Grow Rich, but I reread Think and Grow Rich almost every single year and I get something different out of it every time. So I want to put that back on everyone's list again. And then the one thing, and I say the one thing because people struggle so much with focus these days. And I do think it doesn't matter what level you're at. There's always a way to pare back the things that you're doing that aren't really going to get you to where you want to be, and to really narrow in and focus in on the things that are going to get you there.
Great. Final question. What is one new tool that you've added in the last 12 months? So it could be like a Peloton bike. It can be like an app. What is it?
Oh gosh. Well, I just started trying out the Muse headband, the meditation headband. So I can't give a great review on it yet, but I've been trying to make more space for meditation in my life. And that's one thing that I'm getting started with to do that.
Perfect. Well, Kelly, this has been great. What is the best way for people to find you online?
Definitely. Well, I would say, first of all, check out the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Show if you are looking for strategies and ideas and inspiration to grow your business online. And the next live launch workshop is happening in the Tribe of Unstoppables in just a couple of days. So we'd love to see you all there.
Cool. Kelly, thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.